The European Union has invited President Mugabe to attend this summit, and we have put in motion exceptional measures to exempt the visa ban to which is still submitted. And this was agreed by the member states to demonstrate the EU willingness to engage in a dialogue with Zimbabwe at the highest political level with a shared goal of normalizing relations. But this is what we could call a stag meeting, which means a meeting without spouses. It was clarified in all the papers on the preparation event that there would be no spouses, no program for the spouses, which is an elegant way of saying that the spouses were not invited. And so because the spouses were not invited, the host country, which is Belgium, in order to issue the visa to the spouse of the president, had to go through the normal procedure, which is adopted when a person who is on the list of restrictive measures applies for a visa to go to the European Union. So this procedure could be waived for the president because he was invited, but the first lady was not invited, and therefore Belgium had to follow that procedure. And this is a procedure where you have to have the unanimity of all the member states, all the 28 member states of the European Union, to be able to waive the restriction. And this was not possible. And because there was no unanimity of the 28 member states to decide to grant a visa for the First Lady, the visa could not be issued.